By any measure, the largest healthcare organization in the U.S. is the Veterans Health Administration. The VHA operates numerous VA outpatient clinics, hospitals, medical centers, and long-term healthcare facilities. To give you an idea of the scale of their operations, the VHA has more employees than all the other elements of the United States Department of Veterans Affairs combined. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are talking with James DeBoxtel. He is the federal account manager at Enovate, which manufactures mobile and wall-mounted computer workstations for healthcare. James has worked with the federal VA health IT vertical for more than 10 years. Needless to say, what's happening at the VHA really does influence the entire health IT community, and James is here to bring us up to date on some of the VHA's initiatives. And James, really appreciate the time today.
Thank you for having me, James.
I want to start off here with kind of a history of IT at the VHA. And over the last decade or so, I think the VA has been more and more recognized for achievements in cost control, quality of care that they're providing. What was it like, though? Take us back, 10 years prior. Were they that beacon of great health and innovation, or was it kind of just slowly chugging along?
Well, yeah, James, if you talk to people who have been in these facilities for a long time, which I do quite frequently with the position I'm in, they will tell you that up until about the mid-90s, everything was still done on paper as far as medication administration and EHR. They used MARS. And if you've ever looked these up or saw a picture of them or seen them in a hospital, they look a lot like an Excel spreadsheet with a patient name and columns and rows. And they would simply go into a room, administer medicines, and either check off a box or write in something. And that was the simple way that they kept records.
And the problem being with that is at the end of a long shift for a nurse, you could start mischecking things. Obviously, paper easy enough to lose, misplace, misfile. So assuming that there were definitely some challenges there. So about a decade or so, there seemed to be a focus on health IT systems to start rolling in. What did it look like in the early 2000s? And what was kind of the push to get more technology into the VHA?
Well, I guess the push was not just in the VHA, but healthcare wide. There was a study done that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. That study showed that about the same amount of errors occur when a physician orders a medication as does when a clinician gives it. However, when a physician orders a medication, it goes through several channels. It goes through pharmacy. Sometimes it goes through a transcriber. And it certainly goes through a nurse who is familiar with her patient. So a lot of those errors were caught. As a matter of fact, about half of those errors were caught. But when you look at the amount of errors that were caught between the clinician administering a medicine, in other words, pulling it out of some medication delivery device and actually giving it to a patient, only about 2% of those errors were caught. And that's because there were no second set of eyes, if you will, looking at that medication. And so that sparked some interest in finding a way to improve this. And barcode scanners became that second set of eyes, along with barcode scanner software and EHR.
And that's where the nurses then can scan that medication right when they're in a patient's room. I'm assuming probably how it looks, and I think I've witnessed this. They scan like a patient's wristband, then they scan the medication, barcodes match up. That's the right medication for that patient.
Absolutely.
And then also computerized medicine carts, I know, kind of came on the scene. Was that something that was kind of adopted also early 2000s in the VA and in the facilities out there?
Yes, sir. There were medication carts prior to that, but they were simply medication carts that housed medicines, usually some type of key code entry or something. What happened, though, with the implementation of EHR and BCMA software and barcode scanners, there needed to be a computing device to make all of that work together. So early on, and I think I remember first seeing it around the early 2000s, you began to see the VA facilities taking their medication carts, and putting power systems on them, batteries on them, putting barcode scanners on them, computers on them. And that was kind of the early versions of the medication carts we have around today, if you will.
So definitely kind of early adopter, early leader, and they've continued to do that and are now, I'm assuming, working with kind of the 4.0 or 5.0 or 6.0 version of those type of the carts that are in use today.
That's correct. Yes, sir. A lot of things have changed. Carts have gotten lighter, more efficient. Battery types have changed. So yes, sir, you are correct.
One thing that I'd love to get your perspective on, really, again, over the last decade, bringing us up to where we are today, is any implementation of technology has to do a job and make it easier for the people using that technology. Obviously, our physicians, the clinicians, their job, caring for patients. You don't want to roll out a technology that takes more time for them to use, taking time away from the patients, making it harder for them to work. So the technology has to kind of get into the workflow. What are you really seeing that facilitates the workflow, makes the physician's job easier today, and still lets the greatest and latest technology be used?
Going back to what I said a moment ago, there were lots of discussions early on how to make this work. And I mean, there were discussions, okay, we're going to have medicines on the floor. Now it has to be scanned with a barcode. So what are we going to do? Are we going to take medicines to a nursing station and scan it? Are we going to go to a nursing station and enter our EHR and our charting? You're right. Technology would have made things harder. So that's why facilities begin finding ways to take things like medication carts and implement the technology onto them. That way, when a clinician is rolling that cart around from room to room, they have everything they need with them to do their job.
And that's where these days I'm also assuming things like not only the carts, but we're getting more handheld devices, tablets, pads, those types of mobile computing that are making it easy for the nurses to have information right at their hand when they're bedside, not having to go back to their station to get information, print something out, et cetera.
We're seeing more and more buzz about that daily. The facilities are still trying to figure out exactly how they're going to roll this out and implement it. But these medication carts, let's be quite honest, especially in facilities where they're doing team nursing, where you have a team of nurses that may have 20 or more patients assigned to them, they're rolling around carts that can weigh as much as 350 pounds, loaded with medicines, loaded with all the supplies and different things they need. So the facilities are constantly trying to find a way to reduce that weight on that cart or get rid of the cart altogether.
Hey, James, you've given us so far a good idea of kind of where things were and where we've come. I'd love to open up kind of a mirror ball, if we can, crystal ball, look into the future. What are some of the VHA's goals for the future, and how do you think they're going to get there?
Facilities often, I hear a lot of buzz about expanding barcode theology. For instance, one thing I hear a lot about is we would love to take the same methods we're using to barcode medications. We'd like to barcode our specimens that the labs are collecting. And they're interested in things like handheld devices with printers on them so that barcodes could be applied to specimens at the point of collection. I'm also hearing a lot of buzz about moving to smaller things for the nurses to utilize in their workflow, things like tablets that have barcode scanners built into them, and moving the big heavy items like medications and bulk storage items and those kind of things into the patient room so that these nurses are not having to carry so much around with them from room to room.
To me, it sounds like, as you're describing here, the VHA is really looking out for all sorts of then constituencies and want to make sure it's easier on the nurses as you know, they probably have more patients these days to care for than they may have had in the past. They want to make it safer so those patients are getting the right medications, want to make it, you know, really probably more cost effective as well, making sure there aren't mistakes and things like that come up. So it sounds like they have a pretty comprehensive idea that they want to move them towards the future, which brings me kind of the last question here, James, is what is Enovate doing to really help the VHA with that mission, with some of those goals?
I can give you a real good example. We provide all the normal things that you see the VAs needing out there, carts, cabinets, wall stations, arms. One of the things we're doing that's really interesting is we're meeting with facilities and we're letting them tell us where they want to go from here. And there are lots of ideas out there. I recently sat down with a facility up in the New England area, and it was a real nice little setup because we had biomed in the room, we had pharmacy in the room, we had nursing in the room, we had facilities in the room, IT in the room. When you get all those people together, you can certainly sit around a table and throw some ideas out there and figure some things out. Well, Innovate specializes in providing customized items. What came out of that meeting was, hey, James, we want to move completely away from medical carts. What we want to do is we want to put a computer in every room, and we want to have a cabinet. And inside that cabinet are the meds, and we'll have pharmacy deliver meds directly to the patient room, and we'll put a barcode scanner in that cabinet. Well, Innovate didn't have that product. But after that meeting, we went back and sat down with the engineers, attended a few conference calls, and fast forward about a month and a half, and we have that cabinet today. And that's the kind of things Innovate does to help facilities get from where they are now to where they want to go.
Well, and the VA provides important work out there. I think we all support and understand that, and sounds like they've got a strong partner in Innovate. Really appreciate, James, you taking time and sharing some of the story today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And of course, big thank you to all of you listening in. If you would like to learn more about Innovate's healthcare and mobility solutions that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. You can also go online to pcconnection.com/health. You can call 1-800-800-0014. You can email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point. We'll be right back.